Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was your church service last night? My, we ended June. Marvelous, marvelous midweek service and just a delightful time enjoying the book of 1 Timothy in chapter 3. And God met with us and we just had a delightful time together. Hope that service was that way for you, that you were in your place and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart. And it was a good Wednesday midweek service for you. Now, last day of June. Hard to believe, isn't it? Tomorrow we'll turn the calendar and it'll be July 1. Monday we'll celebrate Independence Day. And certainly we're praying for our nation. We're praying for our nation to turn back to God. We're praying for it to get out of the hands of those who would turn us down the path of unrighteousness and immorality and away from freedom. And we're praying for our country and we're asking for God to help America. And we're certainly going to do our part to help make that happen. But we still believe we're in the best country on the face of the earth, and I'm glad that I'm in America. I didn't get to choose that. God chose that for me, but I'm thankful that I'm here, and I'm thankful to be an American. And we'll maybe say more about that as we get into the July 4th and the program then. But if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Philippians chapter 3. I want to try to help you a little bit today on this last day of June, where Paul gives us some important instruction here. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. When he says this, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I want to talk to you a little bit today about forgetting your past. I think this is one of the great secrets here of victory, success, satisfaction in your Christian life. And I think this is one area the devil uses as much as, if not more than anything else, to defeat the Christian. That is the past. Now, if the past is bad, then he continually brings it up. If there's sins, failures, mistakes, the Bible calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. It's not the false accuser, though he does lie. But he just the accuser. He doesn't have to lie about us. There's enough real stuff, true stuff that he can bring up about us. Bringing up past sins and bring them up. Now, God says your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So if someone's bringing up your past sins, you know that isn't God. Now, but it's not just the bad past that we forget. I think we have to forget the good past. Otherwise, we tend to sit back and rest on our achievements and rest on our accomplishments. I've met two kinds of Christians. I've met the, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm planning on doing this, I want to do that, the gonna Christians, I call them. And then there's the other group called the used to Christians. Oh yeah, I remember when I used to go to church faithfully. Oh yeah, I remember when I used to witness. I remember when I used to sing in the choir. I used to teach Sunday school. You see, now, Paul looked at his background. In his case, it was a pretty horrible one. Though he had some accomplishments and some things he could point to that would be proud as far as the flesh goes in the area of being a Pharisee. But he says, here's what I do. Forgetting those things that are behind and reach forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark. Forget the past. You say, Pastor, how can I do that? Well, number one, understand God's forgiveness. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're cleansed and it's gone. He says, your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. I'm saying gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart's a song buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God. My sins are gone. God forgives, he forgets, and he justifies us. He justifies us just as if you hadn't sinned. You know, in Genesis 22, God comes to Abraham And he tells Abraham, you take your son, your only son, Isaac, and go sacrifice him. Wait a minute. Ishmael, what about him? Hagar, remember that? No. God was treating Abraham just as if he'd never done that. In fact, the Bible says Abraham staggered not through unbelief. That's what the New Testament commentary is. Isn't it time you just believe God? Isn't it time you just take God at his word? That if he's forgiven and that he promises never to bring it up again and he's forgotten, so to speak, and forgiven your past, isn't it time for you to do the same thing? If he treats you just as if you'd never done the wrong, isn't it time that you treated you as if you'd never done the wrong? I mean, how about the song that says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there? The scripture says, you cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. So let's understand God's forgiveness. Secondly, reach for the present. Reach for the present. Moses had a temper. Moses killed an Egyptian. But God calls him after 40 years on the backside of the desert to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses had to forget the past and get busy with the present. David, as he writes Psalm 51 in confession and repentance of his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah, writes, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then shall I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. I'm going to confess it, and I'm going to forsake it. And then I want to get busy with the present, teaching transgressors thy ways, and sinners to be converted unto you. Now, forgive, get forgiveness, now confess and forsake the sin, and then get busy serving God. Get busy giving the gospel to others. Get busy knocking on doors. Get busy with a handful of tracts. Peter, denying he knows the Lord, cursing and swearing. How you overcome that? You get busy for God. Peter wept. Peter asked forgiveness. And then I see him in that prayer meeting, 10 days, waiting for the promise of the Spirit. And he's one of those preachers, and his message is recorded for us in Acts chapter 2, and 3,000 come to know Christ as their Savior and are baptized. What was he doing? Staying busy in the present. He could have wallowed in self-pity, could have wallowed in his mistake, but he didn't. He reached forth to that which is before. Paul, who penned these words, a persecutor, a murderer of Christians. What was he doing? I'm reaching for the present. Churches are churches to be planted and souls to be saved and books of the Bible to be penned here and lives to be changed. The only direction that God has for you and for me is forward, my friend. Not just looking ahead to future, but how about the present right now? Reaching forth to that which is before. So I have to understand God's forgiveness to forget that past. And then I have to get busy with the present. Now, how can I get busy now? Number one, pressure yourself. Oh, pastor, pressure? Yeah, we don't like that word, but it's really a good word. Most of you had to be at work at a certain time today, or you'll have to be at work at a certain time tonight. And when you do, you'll have to clock in. Well, isn't that pressure? When you have to be there at 11 o'clock, or you have to be there at 8 a.m., or you have to be there at 7:30 a.m.? No. You urge. He says, I press toward the mark. You know what that press is? Pressure. I'm urging forward. It literally means I'm urging myself forward with force. It's okay to have some pressure to read your Bible daily. It's okay to be accountable to somebody. You say, well, then I feel like I really have to do it. Yeah, you do. It's okay to put some pressure on yourself to pray regularly and to witness regularly, to love your wife, to love your husband, to be faithful to church, to be pure. It's just making yourself do right. Why do we have laws about, children have to be in school or have to be educated? There's laws about that. There's laws about driving. We're supposed to obey and try to have safety on our highways. Not everybody can just do whatever they want to do. You make yourself do what you know you ought to do. No one is naturally spiritual. All right? You have to apply some pressure. Pursue pressure. So pressure yourself. Number two, choose a godly example to follow. Forget the sports stars. Forget the Hollywood actors. Forget the people of the world. No, we all are desiring to be like Jesus, but some are further along than others. Joshua served with Moses for years, and he wanted to be like Moses. Elisha was servant to Elijah, and he served with him, and he was like Elijah. So Elijah would see the victory that Elijah had and say, I want that victory. He saw the power of God that Elijah had and said, I want that power. He saw Elijah's walk with God and said, I want to walk with God like that. And so he did. Find an older Christian to be a pattern to you, to be an example for you to follow. As a young man, just in my junior high years, I had a man like that named Bob Lamb. At that time, Milheim Baptist Church, just on the outskirts of Uniontown, Akron, Ohio. Oh, Bob Lamb was an athlete and was loved sports, and I loved sports, and we'd play ball. But Bob Lamb loved God. Bob Lamb served God. And what an example he was to me. He was a pattern. And so, hey, let me ask you this, Christian. If somebody looked at you and said, I'm going to pattern my life after you, would they be like Jesus? Can you say, like Paul would say, you can follow me even as I follow Christ? Pressure yourself. Get yourself a godly example to follow. Forgetting your past. Forgetting your past. The first step, you have to ask God to forgive your past. He wants to, but you have to ask him. The songwriter was right when they wrote, if you're tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Oh, my friend, you can be forgiven. You can be forgiven. The change that took place in the Apostle Paul, they couldn't believe it was the same guy. He's preaching Christ now. Didn't he used to come and go after people who believed in Jesus? And now he's preaching Jesus? They couldn't believe it was the same man. But he's been forgiven. He now is a Savior. He now has eternal life. And now you're a Christian. Can I help you? Forget the past. Reach forth for the present. Press forward in the work of God and the things of God. And get a godly example to follow. A pattern, if you will. Live as God would want you to live. Be as God desires you to be. By forgetting your past. And reaching forth to that which is before. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what I plan to do today, and I hope you do too. And I hope God will bless your endeavor and use you in a wonderful way. Now, Lord willing, tomorrow, July 1st, look forward to meeting back with you on the radio and talking a little bit about being a minister of Christ. A minister of Christ. And we'll enjoy that tomorrow, Friday on July 1, and that'll be RU Friday. A little different RU tomorrow night. We won't just be here at church. We'll be meeting out at Bob and Tanya Reed's. They live out in London. And we have a big church picnic out there for 4th of July, and then a fireworks show and such, and it's a great time. And we just moved the whole RU program right out there to the property, and you get to be around good, godly people, and just a great, great time of fellowship and fun together. And that'll be our RU program tomorrow night. And I may say some more about that tomorrow on the broadcast, okay? Well, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I sure appreciate you folks, and I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.